It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. It has been quite a year. And now, as vaccines for the novel coronavirus start to roll out, we're all starting to look forward to a return to a more normal way of life. Although few of us would have chosen the drastic changes to our lifestyles and our habits that the last year brought, there have been a few collateral benefits. We might want to hang on to some of the changes we've had to make even after the crisis has passed. Today, I want to talk about three ways that the pandemic may actually have improved our nutrition and our eating habits. Number one, we're more connected to local providers. The early months of the shutdown revealed vulnerabilities of our highly efficient but also highly centralized food supply. Early in the pandemic, we heard heartbreaking stories of farmers destroying crops that they couldn't get to market while consumers were staring at empty shelves. And at the same time, growers who usually sell a large portion of their goods to the restaurant industry suddenly found themselves with no outlet. Happily, these two groups have found each other. Participation in consumer-supported agriculture, or CSAs, where consumers pay local growers in an exchange for a share of whatever they're harvesting that week, shot way up. And misfit produce subscriptions, where fresh produce that is bound for the landfill due to minor cosmetic flaws is instead redirected to consumers. Those are also enjoying a big uptick. Programs like these, which forge a more direct connection between consumers and local growers, help to create a food distribution system that is more resilient to disruption by events such as pandemics and other natural disasters. They also promote the consumption of fresh foods, and they reduce food waste. Win, win, win. A second way that I think the pandemic may have had a positive influence on our eating habits is that a lot of us are cooking and growing more of our own food. Prior to the pandemic, the average consumer got almost half their daily calories from somewhere other than their own kitchen. And suddenly, we all had to remember how to cook. Cooking, as a basic skill and a habit, has been in decline for decades. And being forced to cook more meals at home has had some positive effects on our nutrition, because the food that we cook ourselves tends to be lower in sugar, salt, oil, and calories than the food we get in restaurants. Although I enjoy cooking, I certainly wasn't in the habit of having breakfast, lunch, and dinner at home 7 days a week. It was a really big adjustment to be suddenly preparing all of those meals at home. And as the months have dragged on, I've definitely gotten into more of a groove with it, and it doesn't seem nearly as burdensome. I'm sure many of us are looking forward to being able to eat out in restaurants again, but hopefully cooking at home more will have become a lasting habit. I think kids also benefited from watching and helping their parents or caregivers cook more. Having that basic level of kitchen competence and confidence is a very useful life skill, and one that a lot of kids these days leave home without ever developing. Now, I do have one word of caution. Judging from my Facebook feed, a lot of people have spent the pandemic baking. Now, I'm not going to deny that homemade baked goods can be comforting, but all of that extra flour and sugar probably isn't improving people's nutritional bottom line. We also often suffer from this delusion that homemade goodies are healthier than other goodies, especially if we somehow find a way to add a flaxseed or some oatmeal. Now, homemade treats may be more wholesome than highly processed treats, but they're still treats, and they still need to be enjoyed in moderation.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Experience the joy of running in the new Triumph 22 from Saucony, the original running brand. Stacked with luxury foam cushioning, Triumph 22 turns miles into smiles with the ultimate blend of comfort and energy return. Shop Triumph 22 at Saucony.com. That's S-A-U-C-O-N-Y.com.
Saving money on protecting your garden. Now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
There's also been a big upswing in gardening, to the extent that seed suppliers are having a hard time keeping up with the demand. It was a great way to spend time outdoors last year when summer vacations and all the other activities got canceled. And now, having been cooped up all winter, I can't wait to get back to my garden this spring. Fortunately, we grow lettuce and green beans and not granola and sourdough bread. And because it's just more fun to eat vegetables you grew yourself, gardeners tend to eat more vegetables. I'm really hoping that a lot of kids who had a chance to try their hand at gardening this last year have gotten bitten by that bug. Those positive repercussions would extend well into the future. And the third positive benefit that we may have gotten from this last year is that we're getting better at planning. Going to the grocery store less often has forced us to be more deliberate about planning our meals and our grocery shopping trips, being much more intentional about those. All that planning usually results in better menus and less food waste. Heading to the store with a carefully planned list also helps reduce the amount of impulse purchases, you know, those snacks and treats that somehow find their way into our cart when we're browsing the aisles in a more leisurely and a less focused way. So hopefully that planning is also a habit that we'll hang on to. Now, for all of these silver linings, there is still a huge storm cloud that needs to be acknowledged, and that's the impact of the pandemic on food insecurity, which has increased by 66% since the beginning of the pandemic. 1 in 6 Americans has experienced some degree of food insecurity in the last year. They may be worried about whether they'll be able to get enough food for themselves and their families. They may be delaying or deferring other bills in order to buy food, or they may literally be going to bed hungry. Feeding America is the country's largest hunger relief organization, and they've been working overtime this year. So whether you need help or you'd like to help others who are in need, their website makes it easy to connect to your local food bank. You'll find them at feedingamerica.org. How has the pandemic changed your eating patterns, for the better or for the worse? Have you acquired any new habits that you'd like to hold on to long term? I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or call and leave me a message on the Nutrition Diva listener line. The number is 443-961-6206. The Nutrition Diva podcast is written by me, Monica Reinagle. It's edited by Karen Hertzberg. Our producer is Nathan Semmes. And our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, Morgan Ratner, our intern Claire Freeman, and our director, Kathy Doyle. Thanks so much for listening, and remember to eat something good for me.
Save big money on protecting your garden. Now at Menards.
Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.